As the Prime Minister landed in Canberra to dissolve Parliament and call an election, the capital held its annual marathon. For Scott Morrison and Anthony Albanese, May 21st will be the day they reach the finish line. The Prime Minister's message to voters, stick with what you know.
It's a choice between a government you know and a Labor opposition that you don't. Our government is not perfect. We've never claimed to be. But we are up front. And you may see some flaws, but you can also see what we have achieved.
In his first speech to voters following the election call, the opposition leader promising to unify the country.
This election will determine whether we can come together to build a better future. We can seize that opportunity, but you have to vote for it. And that is what this election is about, building a better future. We are a great country, but we can be even better.
Meanwhile, the Prime Minister eager to show the unity of his party.
My strong and united team that I have led for these past 3 years, sitting around that cabinet table just in there, which has seen Australia through the worst economic crisis and health crisis we have seen in 70 years on the economy and 100 years on health.
This despite months of internal party conflict. And there's another question mark over one of his ministers.
Will Alan Tudge be in your cabinet if your government is returned then?
Well, Alan Tudge is still in my cabinet.
Alan Tudge stepped down from the ministry in his education portfolio after an investigation was opened into his relationship with a former staffer. In March, the Prime Minister released a statement confirming Alan Tudge would not return to the front bench, with Acting Minister Stuart Robert performing the role. Anthony Albanese says he's unsure why Mr. Tudge is still in cabinet.
What I found extraordinary earlier on today was the Prime Minister's statement that Alan Tudge is still the Education Minister. Well, it just shows the chaos that's there. Even when people step aside, they've still got their job.
Mr. Morrison is also yet to announce who will replace Greg Hunt in the health portfolio as the veteran MP retires. Anthony Albanese says it's likely his opposition ministry will remain the same if in government.
It's my expectation that the front bench will serve in the same positions that they're in now. I'm very satisfied with my front bench. But the truth is that my front bench are all recontesting at this election. There's no one disappearing, there's no one withdrawing.
Both leaders will bring a press pack along with them across the country, and there are a few locations they'll likely target. The opposition has more marginal seats to defend, 13 versus 5 marginal seats which are held by the coalition. Already, Scott Morrison has landed in Nowra, in the seat of Gilmore, on the New South Wales south coast, held by Labor. The Liberals are hoping former State Minister Andrew Constance will be able to pick up the seat for the party. Anthony Albanese is in Tasmania, where the opposition is hoping to pick up 2 marginal seats in Bass and Braddon, seats that could determine the results on polling day. Krishani Danji, SBS News.